New York State, Route 174. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 unported license. Available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0. New York State, Route 174. New York State, Route 174, also known as NY-174, is a state highway in the county of Onondaga, located in central New York, United States. The highway is 16.7 miles, or 26.88 kilometers long, and passes through mostly rural regions. Route 174 begins at an intersection with NY-41 in Borodino, a hamlet of Spafford. It heads northward for the most of its length, except for short distances in the villages of Marcellus and Camillus. The route ends at a junction with NY-5 west of Camillus, at the west end of the Route 5 Camillus bypass. Route 174 is located along a large mapped sedimentary bedrock unit known as the Marcellus Formation. The formation is named for an outcrop found near the town of Marcellus, New York, during a geological survey in 1839. The road was first laid out in the early 19th century, following the path of Nine Mile Creek, which connected several early settlements in central New York. The northern half of the route, between the villages of Marcellus and Camillus, was later improved as a plank road in 1855 by a private corporation that collected tolls from travellers on the road. The state took over the maintenance of the road by the beginning of the 20th century. The former plank road and an extension south to Atisco Lake and southwest to Skaneateles Lake was first designated as Route 174 in the 1930 state highway renumbering. Since then, several minor realignments have been made in the areas of the villages of Marcellus and Camillus to accommodate newly built bypasses. Section 1. Route Description. Route 174 begins its 16-mile or 26-kilometer route through Onondaga County at an intersection with NY-41 in the hamlet of Borodino on the shores of Skaneateles Lake. The road heads north, passing to the east of Hardscrabble Point, to an intersection with Elbert Road, Country Route 131, where it turns east. The highway then heads eastward for about a mile, or 1.6 kilometers, to a turn along the shore of Atisco Lake. It follows the shoreline of the lake northward into the town of Marcellus, soon entering the hamlet of Marietta. North of Marietta, the lake narrows into the Nine Mile Creek, which parallels Route 174 for the rest of the highway's length. Within the town of Marcellus, Route 174 intersects and becomes concurrent with US Route 20 for about 0.3 miles, or 0.48 kilometers, until Sevier Road. Route 174 continues north along Sevier Road, still paralleling the creek, towards the village of Marcellus. South of the village line, NY-175 joins Route 174, and the two routes are concurrent for about 2 miles, or 3 kilometers. The two roads go around the southeast border of the village, passing by the county park, then split in different directions just east of the village. Route 175 turns to the east, while Route 174 turns to the west, along the West Seneca Turnpike, entering the village of Marcellus. Route 174 passes through the village center, and then turns north along North Street and heads out of the village, turning northward through the hamlet of Marcellus Falls. After Marcellus, the land around the route becomes more developed, with residential areas becoming more common. About 0.3 miles, or 0.48 kilometers north of Marcellus, Route 174 crosses Nine Mile Creek, and the bridge itself is designated as NY-174X. This is an internal designation used by the New York State Department of Transport, and is not signed as such. The road continues north, still paralleling the Nine Mile Creek into the town of Camillus. In Bennett's Corners, Route 174 intersects with Forward Road, unsigned NY-931F, a connector road to NY-321, then changes direction to head northeast. The road passes by Nose Hill before entering the village of Camillus. In the village centre, Route 174 makes a sharp turn to the west onto West Ganesi Street, where it comes to an end just west of the village line at a junction with NY-5, where its freeway begins. That includes a jug handle, a slip road onto the freeway. NY174 is located along a geological feature known as a mapped sedimentary bedrock unit, known as the Marcellus Formation. The formation is named for an outcrop found near the town of Marcellus, New York, during a geological survey in 1839. Section 2. History. 2.1. Old Roads. The village of Marcellus was first settled in 1794 at the intersection of two transportation routes, an old Iroquois trail running east-west, later to become the Seneca Turnpike, and the north-south 9 Mile Creek. At the beginning of the 19th century, land travel along the 9 Mile Creek was very difficult, and most travel between Marcellus and the settlements along Onondaga Lake was by water. In 1831, the New York State Legislature authorized the construction of a road to follow 9 Mile Creek from Marcellus towards the town of Salina at Onondaga Lake. In 1855, the road from Marcellus to Camillus along the 9 Mile Creek route was improved by the Camillus and Marcellus Plank Road Company, which was first chartered in 1853 and authorized to collect tolls from travelers using the road. The improvement of the road led it to becoming a stagecoach route in the middle of the 19th century. The former plank road alignment in the village of Marcellus, North Street, and the southward continuation along Cherry Street, now South Street, was paved in 1911 as part of the construction of a new state highway that would pass through the town. 2.2. Designation. The route from Marcellus at US 20 to Camillus was designated as Route 174 in the 1930 renumbering. At the time, the segment of modern NY174 from Otisco Valley Road, south of US 20, to Borodino was designated as NY337, while NY174 followed Otisco Valley Road southeast to an intersection with NY80 in Otisco. NY337 was replaced by a realigned NY174 by 1935. The northernmost portion of NY174, from Forward Road to NY5 in Camillus Village, was originally designated as part of NY26 in 1924. The route began in Ithaca and ended in Syracuse. The portion of NY26 between the villages of Skaneateles and Camillus became NY321 as part of the 1930 renumbering, resulting in an overlap with NY174 from Forward Road to NY5. NY321 has since been relocated to the west on a country road, and Forward Road is now NY931F, an unsigned, state-maintained highway known as a reference route. In the 1930s, NY20N was designated as a northerly alternate route of US Route 20 between Skaneateles and Cazenovia. It utilized existing numbered roads, including NY174 from US 20 and Skaneateles north to Marcellus, where it turned eastward to follow NY175. The NY20N designation was removed circa 1962. Route 174 has also had several minor realignments. After Route 5 was realigned onto a new expressway from Camillus to Fairmount, Route 174 was extended on its northern end to meet the west end of the bypass in Camillus. The new alignment makes a sharp hook west along the former Route 5. Route 174 has also been relocated into a southeastern bypass around the village of Marcellus that also carries Route 175. Originally, Routes 174 and 175 entered the village along South Street. The routes were realigned to the bypass between 1976 and 1989. Route 174 now enters downtown Marcellus using several blocks of the historic at-grade Seneca Turnpike between the old and new alignments. This section of the route is maintained by Onondaga County as County Route 41. The former South Street alignment has been redesignated as County Route 83. In April 2008, the New York State Senate introduced and passed a bill to rename part of Route 174 as the Father Joseph Champlin Memorial Highway. This would include the portion of the highway from the Camillus town line to Route 5. Also starting in 2008, the New York State Department of Transportation began a rehabilitation project on Route 174. The Marcellus Falls Bridge over 9 Mile Creek, also known as NY174X, is closed off for a complete rehabilitation, and a detour has been placed around it. Construction is reduced to one lane between Main Street and Scotch Hill Road and will continue until June 24, 2008. On November 21, 2008, the bridge was reopened and the construction completed.